Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Jody Cameron and John Ritchie. Yeah, the Eagles and Cowboys. It's a big deal. It's up ahead on Monday. We'll figure out this what Lay has said in Stars. We'll figure that out a little bit later on. James says he's got the audio. We'll get to that later. But let's talk some Eagles football.
I mean, we know what she said. She said Tark, but sure.
You want to play it right now? Play it right now. All right.
I don't care. It's up to you.
Let's just break it down. Then we'll get – listen, Eagles, Cowboys can take a backseat for a moment to Star Wars from 1977. Listen to what Leia says. You be the judge. What does she say?
They're on system.
Governor Tuck.
Governor Tark.
I should have expected to find you, Holy
– She says Tuck.
Tarkin. His name is
Governor
Tarkin.
Tuck.
Talkin.
Tark.
Talkin.
It's Governor Tark.
I mean, maybe
Tark.
Tark, but
that's
she
what it is. It's
she doesn't
Tarkin.
Say I-N. It's not Tarkin. One more time.
To the Alderaan system.
Governor
Tuck. Tuck. I'm hearing Tuck.
Tark.
No, I hear Tuck. Tark.
His name
Tark.
Is Grand Ma.
Do you think they would just
Tarkin.
Let that go?
Yeah,
like...
they messed up. I think they messed up.
Oh, God.
I do.
Talking.
All right, let's talk some Eagles football. Our next
Please.
Guest does a wonderful job covering the Eagles. He's brought to us by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places. Elliot knows I'm right about that. And Elliot knows I'm right about the Eagles. More likely to go 9-8 than 6-11. And Elliot Shore Parks joins us right now. What's up, Elliot?
As usual, Joe, I think you're right about both of those things.
Thank you. I mean, all I do is spit truth and
what
wisdom.
Is this?
Elliot's never seen Star Wars, so his opinion
no
on
idea.
This is...
Whoa. I've seen Star Wars. I don't
you
know
have?
About all the way through, but I've seen them.
I haven't seen all the way through. That's what people say when they haven't
all
seen
right,
it.
That's a disgrace. Elliot, let me ask you this question out of the gate. We have not seen the Philadelphia Eagles this season all the way through, but we have seen them for two games. Finish the sentence. The 2021 Philadelphia Eagles are what?
Good. They're a good football team. Now, we'll see this Monday. I think this Monday is a tough spot, but I think they're a good football team. I think the defense is very good. I think the offense can be very good, but right now is a little more of a work in progress. And although he had a really bad game this past Sunday, I'm not ready to, give up on Sirianni. So I think that the 2021 Eagles are a good football team.
You wrote a lot of detailed articles about the game. What was more of a problem for the Eagles' offense against the 49ers? Poor quarterback play or poor play calling?
I think it's poor play calling, and I don't even think it's close. I think the criticism Jalen Hurts is getting for this game is a little overblown. I mean, did he miss some throws? I guess the deep pass to Devontae Smith, which is the one everyone's concentrating on, maybe he could have gotten it out sooner, but the play action really kind of slowed him down in terms of his ability to throw a ball that far. So I thought Jalen Hurts did a pretty good job overall, but the play calling by Sirianni lost them this game. I mean, they had first and goal from the 6, didn't get it in. First and goal from the 1, and then second and goal from the 1, didn't get it in. The play calling was just, unforgivably bad. To not utilize Jalen Hurts' legs pretty much at all. I know he rolled him out once, but I thought it was just terrible play calling. If they score there, that game's completely different. I mean, Sirianni said it himself. If they can get a 10-0 lead, who knows how that impacts how the 49ers, run their offense. And the defense kept them in that game. So I think Sirianni cost them this game.
Why is Quez Watkins not playing more?
It's a good question. I mean, I think he should be out there more. We've seen with Quez really for 2 years, whenever he's given opportunities, he does well. I mean, he had the 91-yard catch. He had the other big catch last Sunday. And even last year against the Cardinals where he played sparingly but had that touchdown. We saw what he did in the preseason. It seems the more he's involved, the better he is. I think at this point he's probably not out there as much just because they want to give Rager a shot. And, if Rager's foot is, you know, a half a size smaller or whatever, maybe he has a touchdown two straight games. So I would play Quez more, but yeah, I think you're going to probably still see mostly Smith and Rager.
Who picks up the slack on our pass rush defensively in Brandon Graham's absence?
So Jonathan Gannon yesterday said that it's going to take a lot of players to do it, and I think he's right. You know, obviously from a leadership standpoint, losing Brandon Graham matters, but I think we're kind of undervaluing how much this team is going to miss him just on the field. And I know they're deep at defensive end, but that doesn't mean they can stand to lose their best defensive end. And that's what he is. He is their best defensive end. He's their best pass rusher, and he's very good against the run. I mean, yeah, obviously getting after the quarterback is important, but he makes a lot of big plays in the running game. And for a run defense that already wasn't, you know, doing great this year, I think losing him could be big. So I think you will see Derek Barnett and Josh Sweat get the majority of the snaps. I think you'll see, you know, Barnett move over to Graham's side. They practice on that side quite a bit in training camp. So, I you know, it's going to have to be by a committee. I don't think it's on one guy to do it.
Elliot, has Javon Hargrave become the Eagles' best player?
Best player overall? I mean, I think there's an argument for that. Look, I think Jordan Mailata has been really good. But I think Javon Hargrave has probably been their best player through 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't think it should be that surprising. I think that for a lineman last year, I mean, he said this. He didn't put pads on last year until he played week two against the Rams. I mean, think about that. He didn't have any offseason work whatsoever. Wow. He was joining a new team, learning a new defense. And now he had an entire regular offseason. He had an entire healthy training camp. And you're seeing what he can do. I mean, I thought him having a big year was very predictable. And he's been extremely good. He's been their best defensive lineman, obviously. And to your point, yeah, I think you can make the argument he's been their best player overall.
Elliot, do you think this team needs a thumper at running back? Do they need to activate Jordan Howard or bring someone else on the team that can convert a third and one more effectively?
No, I don't think so. Look, I think Jordan Howard, you know, he had moments in training camp, but, you know, he was one of the worst running backs in the entire league last year, right? So, and I get that he weighs, you know, 15, 20 pounds or whatever, more than Miles Sanders, but this team's offensive line should be good enough. They have a big offensive line. Landon Dickerson, who maybe we'll talk about in a minute, but Landon Dickerson starting this week, he's a big guy. Like, they should be able to win up at the line of scrimmage against this Cowboys defensive line, and Miles Sanders should be able to get this done. And honestly, Jalen Hurts should be, and this goes back to the play calling. Like, these short yardage situations, you have maybe the strongest running quarterback in the league. I mean, he can bench, you know, squat 600 pounds. Like, I think you have to get Hurts more involved in those situations.
I do think that they could just dial up the zone read in third and short and make the defense wrong no matter what, and you're going to convert.
The other ridiculous thing that Sirianni said was, I mean, he said, you know, from first and goal at the one, he didn't feel comfortable doing it, but from first and goal at the half-yard line, he did. Now, I understand, you know, obviously you're closer, but if you think a half a yard matters that much, how much do you truly believe in their ability to convert
that is
there?
Yeah, that's dumb. How ready is Landon Dickerson? You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready at all. I mean, look, we just talked about it with Javon Hargrave. We've seen year after year with this team that if linemen miss training camp, they don't have good seasons. It happened to Lane. It happened to Fletcher Cox. It happened to Brandon Graham. It happened to Javon Hargrave, right? Like, when these big guys don't get time to prepare for the season, it hurts them. And Landon Dickerson is not only didn't have a training camp, he's never even played in the NFL. So he doesn't even have that experience to lean on. So I think it's a major concern. Now, the good news for the Eagles is, you know, right guard might be the least important position on the offense in some ways. So I think that you can scheme around it. And with Jeff Stoutland, you would hope that they'd be able to do that. But, yeah, I don't think the Landon Dickerson you'll see this year will be an indication of what type of player he is.
Yeah, there were some pass protection snaps that were very concerning for me watching Landon Dickerson play. But we got good news on Brandon Brooks' injury. What are the details on that?
Yeah, so he's on IR, which means, you know, with the new rules, he's out for a minimum of 3 weeks instead of, I think it used to be 8, and then before that, you know, out for the year. So he can return after 3 weeks, and we'll see what happens. Like, I don't think Dickerson is going to play that well, but if he does, you know, if he shocks and he plays really well these next 3 weeks, the Eagles have a bit of an interesting decision on their hand. Like, they drafted Landon Dickerson in the second round. He's going to be a starter on their line next year at some position. Now, I think you know Brandon Brooks is obviously an elite level player, but I don't know. I mean, do you automatically take Dickerson out and put Brooks in? I don't know if that's a decision they'd make. So these are the next, obviously, a huge 3 weeks for Dickerson and for seeing what they do with Brooks.
Elliot, let's start looking ahead of the Cowboys game. Huge game, first place on the line. What do we know about the status of Amari Cooper? He's banged up with those ribs. If he doesn't play, that's a big deal. What do you know there?
Yeah, it is a big deal if he can't go. Now, because of the way the work week works for both teams, they play on Monday. You know, today is a big day for Amari. If he's out there, it's probably the most important practice day of the week. So we'll see if he's out there. And if he can't go, I mean, you know, obviously that's a big loss. But Cowboys have a ton of weapons, right? CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard. Like, they have weapons all over the field. So, yes, not having Amari Cooper would be good news for the Eagles. But I still think that offense is going to cause a lot of problems for the Eagles defense.
Yeah, big picture on that one. Just reading your articles, you're pretty high on Jonathan Gannon and our defense, and we're playing this elite offense on Monday. Something's got to give. Which side has the advantage here?
I mean, I'd have to go with the offense. Like, I think Jonathan Gannon's defense obviously has been the best unit on the team through 2 weeks. They've been incredibly impressive. They've only given up 23 points in two games. That's hard to do in the NFL, no matter who you're playing over 2 weeks. My only concern is, you know, they've been playing at such a high level. Can they keep this up, you know, against such a good offense? And I'm skeptical of that. You know, I know this isn't exactly an X's and O's type reason, but I kind of feel like they're due for a clunker, right? I mean, they're learning a new defense, new coordinator. I mean, it'd be incredibly impressive if they could go into Dallas and hold this team under 20 points. So I'm skeptical they'll be able to do it.
All right, Elliot. Great stuff. Everyone follow Elliot's work, 94WIP.com/GoBirds, the Go Birds page. Elliot, as always, awesome job. Thanks, pal.
Yep, talk to you guys next
time. You got it, man. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, we're starting to get the Ben Simmons thing, let's be real, has distracted us from the usual folk and the Phillies to a minor extent to what normally would be a heavy focus on the Eagles in Dallas, which, of course, will crank up more and more as we get deeper into the week and into next week because the game's Monday night. Jada Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Hey, you guys hear me talking all the time about how much I love to take a hot bath. I sure do. Took one actually last night. And there's nothing better than knowing that with a parts and labor plan from PGW, when you need hot water, you have hot water. PGW's parts and labor plan is great protection for your natural gas heater and other natural gas appliances. And when your appliances run efficiently, you spend less money and you keep more money in your pocket. There are plenty of plans to choose from, and there's never been a better time to sign up. It's so easy to do. Go to pgwplp.com. Again, that website, pgwplp.com. Choose the plan that's right for you with PGW.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.